Hey, y'all, mobile. Hey, white one.
KDA-10SK, testing. Any copy anywhere?
Copy loud and clear, KDA-FTW.
KDA-KGL, mobile monitoring. Hey, white one. Good morning.
This is KDA-FTW, monitoring state, white one.
Good morning. I didn't see your idea come across the screen there. This is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KCNKGO. Name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike.
Good morning, Tom. How's everything where you are? It's bright and sunny up this way.
Everything is going well. Just driving out my first run of the day. I'm going to spend most of the day inside working on computers.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds too bad. Yeah, eventually I gotta get outside and do some chores. So we're gonna get chores done. So other than that, I don't have a whole lot planned for today.
I think you have the day off or you're retired if you have chores. That's all I need. You know, I'm over here in Warren. Warren Troy area begins to thing. Oh wait, gross. We're fighting Detroit too.
Oh, yeah. He asked me today, so. And it's a beautiful day outside. I got to get some outside stuff done. Just yesterday was a little cooler, so cold start. I don't think it warms up a whole lot, but maybe 50. So I think today is supposed to be warmer, so it'll be more comfortable weather getting those outside stuff done. And, yeah, and probably got to get the lawnmower going. And it's about time to cut the grass, I guess. So, and I got to install a security camera, so I got a new one, trying it out. But other than that, yeah, I think that's about the plan. Got to go to church, pick up some stuff and for tomorrow. But, yeah, okay. Be a relaxing day.
Yeah, that sounds relaxing. Well, not cutting the lawn. You know, I better have to that. But I like messing around with security camera light. You know, that's what I do professionally. That's what I do for my job is security systems.
Oh, well, very good. So, no, it's not my job, though. Yeah, I just got a little home system here, so yeah, I keep an eye on my neighbors. They're not very good ones. So.
You on the east side of the state, or are you on the west side?
Oh, yeah, I'm way up here in the west. There you go. I'm up here in Sault Ste. Marie, so. That's where I'm located, and name here is Brad.
Sault Ste. Marie, your name is Brad. I got that. Yeah, name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. And the radio is a little choppy, so break up here, break up there, you over mine, I guess. But I got you in there. Sault Ste. Marie, oh, that'd be a nice place to visit. Too long a drive, though. I just want to go to see the lock, but love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come up and pick off the boat and the drive-in. So while you're looking at the boat, got some drive-in food, so. You got the Glides in the West here. She's driving, so. Yeah. But, yeah, it's kind of nice watching the boats go through once in a while, so. But, yeah, it's, yeah, come up for a vacation, for a weekend. There you go.
I haven't mind moving into babies in the dogs. Pretty good, moving them that way. But it's still a thought in my mind that, day of adventure, I guess you could say. At least you don't have traffic up there like I got down here. Oh, today is ridiculous. Going through the construction zone on Interstate 696 is less to be desired. Let's leave it at that. If you keep your friendly.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, summer is when orange cones come up. But, yeah. I think there's three, maybe two or three construction on the I-75 up this way, so that ain't too bad. I think it's all bridge work, working on repairing all the bridges. So they were working on one for the past 3 summers. Yeah, it took them three summers to get finished. So hopefully it doesn't take them that long to do the other ones.
Well, they're redoing I-696 from I-75 all the way off to the I-275 interchange. So it's a mess. So, you know, there's only, you can only go westbound. So if you're going eastbound, it's like the old days, back in the 80s, 70s. We had to go down 696 from Novi, Lansing area, and then go down to take M10 down to Detroit, come back up 75 to go to 696. So it's a big mess, and it just makes traveling a headache.
Oh, it sounds like it. Yeah. Anytime I go on those routes is I'm going to Ohio. So I don't get down there very often either. But, anywho, I got to make a quick call to Motorola. Trying to pay my invoice, and they make that difficult online, so I got to make sure. So I got to call them. So, anywho, good talk with you, Tom, and maybe we'll hear you in here later on. What was your call? KC8KL? KLK, maybe? Something like that. Anyways, this is KEAFKW.
Oh, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KC and KJL. Sometimes people call me Cujo, makes it easier. So, KC8 Cujo. That's how I remembered it when I first got it. So, sounds like a plan. I'll be around probably later today sometime. Not sure when, but I'll be out there. I'm always on the air, one way or another. 73 to you. Good luck with Motorola. KTO clear.
KD8ZSK, testing. Anyone in copy, KD8ZSK?
Sounds good. ZMT.
KKKGL mobile monitoring. Stay white one.
KDATLP mobile. Stay white one out of council.
I just station trying to get in there. Herbert, we saw your name. WATIJ.
Currently hit the mic, KDA-FUW.
Oh, that's okay. Hey, nice to meet you. You got time to chat? I don't ever hear anybody on here. Yeah, I didn't copy any audio. Let me switch over to the base camera. Okay, this is W-A-T-I-J. Go ahead. Is it Herb?
Correct. Kilo Delta 8, Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey.
Yeah, well, nice to meet you. Name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. I'm located in the southwest corner of Waterford Township. What's your location?
I'm coming to you from Frankenmuth this afternoon. My home is in Mount Pleasant. And just down here, wife's conference, and I was just making my rounds with the antique shops around Burgers Run and Millington, trying to kill some time.
Well, that's a great way to kill time, I think, especially the antique shops. Are you finding anything interesting, anything that catches the eye?
There's a few things, but mostly look like they cleaned out Grandpa's old shed.
Yeah, and they call them antiques. I don't know. I think if I was into that more, I'd be able to determine what's really collectible and what's junk over.
Right. No, that's for sure.
Yeah, okay. I think Again, I'm located in Waterford, about 7 miles west of Pontiac. His name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf. He didn't show up in my contact list on the 5550, so I'll have to put you in there. You are showing up on my HT, which I can keep up the database on. I have to manually input the database on this Motorola.
Yeah, I haven't really messed too much with this DMR. I'm using an Elinco EJ-MD5, and probably the first time I've really had a convo on it. I tried in the past and was told I didn't have it programmed right, so I don't know what the deal is. I followed the instructions.
Well, you're showing up on my ID list, so you're into the repeater, or the talk group, I should say, and I don't hear any problems. It actually sounds good. Back to you.
Great. Yeah, we just got a new tower south of Mount Pleasant, around the village of Shepherd. I believe a little over a year ago. Before that, I was trying to make the James Township Tower, which is just west of Saginaw, and it was a little bit of hit and miss. But now we have a local tower, which is nice.
Well, you got really good audio on that. I'm really amazed with the audio. It sounds just perfect, over.
That's good to hear. I was kind of curious how this thing was going to do on the DMR. I've made a lot of contacts on VHF. Nothing on 70. We have a tower in Mount Pleasant on 70, and I've got on there every day CQ, and I've never had an answer. But I'm usually on the W8 IRA link, West Michigan link.
Yeah, I've also connected to that a number of times. I'm actually connected to that through my Echo Link on my iOS, which is kind of nice because otherwise I would probably not be able to do that here. There's really no connection here on this side of the state for the longest time. They didn't like people from the east side of the state connecting, but there's still far less traffic on these repeaters compared to what it was like 20 years ago. And Mount Pleasant, so I'm trying to figure out what else is connected to that. We don't have anything here connected to the Mount Pleasant area, over.
Right, we don't really have much connected on the east side of the state. Sometimes I can hit the Saginaw Tower. My old house, I had an antenna about 30 feet up, and I was able to hit the Clarkston Tower from there on 2 meter. Which was pretty neat. I have a friend that lives down in the burbs, and I was able to communicate with him all the time. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, the Clarkston has not been working good for a long, long time. It's being desensed. It's probably being desensed by the cell equipment on that tower. And the owner of it wants to move the antenna. He's going to try to move the antenna on the other side of the tower where it would not be possibly exposed to the cell signals. The cell signals go outward, but I don't know. I don't really know if that's going to solve it. But it's worth it. It's worth an effort. He had some shoulder surgery, and I don't know if he's up to it 100%. It sounded like he said he was willing to go up there when the weather got warm, but it's been warm a couple times. Maybe he's waiting for another day to go up there. I said I'd go up there to at least be there and make sure that he's okay. If something happens, I'll be the first responder. Or...
All right. You said first responder. You work in that field?
No, negative, but I understand. I understand that kind of language. I was exposed to it from where I used to work at, but I told him you should always have somebody with you. I'm not going to climb it, but you should always have somebody around there because nobody, you know, if something happens there, nobody's going to know for a long time that something has happened, and I would be there, most certainly be there in case he got injured or something happened to him. I'd be able to get help right away.
Understood. That's a good idea for sure. Yeah, I retired out of law enforcement. I did 25 years, and then I did an additional 10 in EMS. So I don't really miss any of that.
Yeah, most everybody that I said that has worked in that field, especially EMS, they don't. And I can understand. So I understand 100%. And I don't need to ask a lot of questions. But law enforcement, that's another thing. It's a tough field. I have a daughter that's a federal marshal.
I actually enjoyed the EMS portion of that a lot better, believe it or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't sure which one you really liked the best, or if you get, after working so many years, you just say, "Yeah, I got to hang my hand out. This is just too much." But anyway, I'm glad that you enjoyed that part of the career. People that I've known, I think they had their taste of it, you know, and they had enough of it, so. But anyway, I used to work for a big car company down here in Livonia, Ford Motor Company. Retired in 2000, so. But I haven't been collecting dust over yet.
That's cool. I was one of my old Air Force buddies. He works for Ford. I guess his whole family has been in the corporation there, and he's fixing to retire here. I'm not really sure when he's going to retire, but. They got Ford running through their blood there.
Yeah, that was a lot easier years ago. More and more people that stayed with the company. It's not so much the case now. A lot of people, I think, realize within the management structure that they're limited as far as where they want to go and what they want to do. You know, you have somebody that you're going to encounter that. Maybe blocking that desire to get a little higher or work in different areas of the company so they move on, which is a kind of a good thing. They got the flexibility to do so. But are you retired, Herb? I think it sounds like you are.
That's correct. I'm retired. I'm retired since 2017 and been a full-time artist and musician since. And enjoying it, being a papa, and spending time fishing otherwise.
Okay, so how long have you been a musician? I take it you probably learned an instrument, several of them maybe, when you were growing up. Over.
Yeah, I started playing drums when I was 10 years old and became a paid musician when I was 14. And I've been playing with several bands since then, and as I got older, I've actually sat in with a few recording artists, done a lot of session work, and played guitar since 1977.
Did you happen to sit in with the Motor City Madman?
No, that's a negative.
I wonder how many, who these artists were that you worked with. It sounds rather interesting, but it sounds like you had a lot of fun along the way and kept a straight head. Go ahead. A lot of people that were, that got into that kind of career were into a lot of drugs and alcohol and stuff. But I wonder who you ran across over.
Yeah, it seems to have cleaned up a little bit better. Really didn't find that lifestyle really pleasing, so I did other things rather than full-time musician, and the money really wasn't as steady as I would have liked it to be, so I didn't really pursue that full-time.
Yeah, so you kind of probably broke off into the other two careers where you had a steady income, something you could set up for later on, maybe retirement, IRA, etc. Yeah, that's kind of a rough life. You know, a lot of people think it's a lot of glamour, but it's not necessary. Well, I'm glad that things kind of cleaned up. But did you get a chance to meet Bob Heil?
That's a negative on that one.
Yeah, I really like that guy. He's brilliant. He was a brilliant man. He passed away a couple of years ago, I think. It was a couple of years ago. It was last year. And he's a brilliant man in the area of sound and everything. And I always took his advice. If you go to his webpage, if you have an HF radio, you can find your radio, and he'll recommend the proper audio settings. And that's what I did for my radio, and I've had a lot of compliments, so I really appreciated it. He was definitely probably, I mean, I missed him. I didn't get a chance to know him that well, but I certainly missed him. I'm sure a lot of people in the music industry did as well.
Yeah, I've read a lot about him and seen some video, too. Pretty cool. Well, this is KDFEW.
Yeah, what is your call? Is it Kilo Delta 8 Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey? Did I get that right?
Kilo Delta 8 Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey.
Yeah, okay, I wrote it down here. I can see it on my screen. When you said it, my brain was picking up something else. I don't know. The funny thing is your brain can play tricks on you, even though you think you're in control. It's not. You're not. All right, Herb, I'm going to let you go. It's really nice talking to you. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you on this frequency. And maybe we'll get a chance to do it again. I get out here once in a while, throw my call out here. First on Statewide 1, maybe Statewide 2, but I do appreciate you coming back to me. And you have a great rest of your day. Kilo Delta 8 Foxtrot Uniform Whiskey. This is WAPIJ, Waterford, Michigan, where there's lots of lakes, ponds, a river, and streams.
Okay, great chatting. Good to know my radio's doing okay on this DMR, and sounds good. So we'll chat with you later. KD8FEW.
KD8ZSK testing. Anybody got a copy anywhere? KD8ZSK.
Hey, actually, keep testing.
Hey, VIC. VIC.